Next on our agenda, I would like to invite our gracious hostess here at the University of Illinois Springfield, Chancellor and Vice President Susan Cook, in her new digs, to comment briefly on all that is transpiring here at Springfield.
Good morning. Thank you. Well, Chairman Koretz, members of the Board of Trustees, President Killeen, colleagues and guests, we're honored to serve as your host today for this May board meeting. Of course, I'm especially pleased to welcome you to this beautiful student union. It was about 2 years ago, on May 4th, 2016, that we broke ground on this project. And as you can see, it has become a reality, and it is exceeding our expectations in every way. We're especially proud that this newest addition to our campus is a sustainable building, a charge that was led by students. There are 196,000 plants on the roof of this building, contributing greatly to energy savings and enhanced stormwater management. A majority of this building's materials were intentionally sourced in the Midwest, extracted, harvested, recovered, and manufactured within 500 miles of Springfield. We anticipate achieving LEED Gold designation later this year. I'll take these few minutes to provide a brief update regarding the university, but I hope time will also allow you to simply take a walk during your time on this beautiful campus today. Visit the Lincoln sculpture, the colonnade, maybe have a little chat with the bard in the Shakespeare Garden, and just get a sense of what a terrific environment our faculty and staff provide on this University of Illinois campus, where, as the UI mission states, we are transforming lives and serving society every day. You've heard me say that we are intently focused on this young U of I campus on three strategic priorities: growth, invisibility, reputation, and enrollment; talent, the recruitment and retention of highly talented leadership, faculty, and staff; and facilities, providing the facilities needed to provide a comprehensive, high-quality student living and learning experience. Thanks to the contributions of many, I'm pleased to report today that we've continued to make excellent progress this year, despite the ongoing challenges facing our state. This past Saturday, I had the privilege of shaking the hands of nearly 1,000 graduates of the University of Illinois at Springfield as they walked across the stage. Four of our last five graduating classes have been the largest in institutional history. And among this year's graduates were students heading off to medical school, law school, the Peace Corps, as well as graduates moving on to their first professional employment, each one an economic engine for their employer and their community. At the same time, the first nursing students completed their BSN degrees this month, a partnership we created 3 years ago with the UIC College of Nursing to help meet the high demand for BSN-prepared nurses here in Sangamon County. It was a spectacular day, and I was so pleased that President Killeen and Trustee McMillan were able to share it with us. I'm pleased to say our expanded marketing and recruitment efforts are having a positive impact, with the number of transfer, freshman, and graduate applications all increasing for fall 2018. We anticipate the new system-level statewide media campaign, Altogether Extraordinary, will also enhance awareness of UIS as part of the University of Illinois system and a terrific choice for Illinois students. Expanded educational offerings that you have approved, programs including exercise science, information system security, data analytics, and others, are all attracting new students to the campus. Our second priority, talent, meaning the recruitment and retention of highly talented leadership, faculty, and staff, is a continuous process, as you know. Our new provost, Dennis Papini, has completed an outstanding first year at UIS, as has Dr. Robert Smith, the new dean of the College of Public Affairs and Administration. Several leadership searches this year were also successfully completed, including one that brought us a talented new director for this student union, Ann Comerford, whom you met last night. In the ASAC meeting yesterday, you heard from Professor Ben Walsh, Associate Professor of Management, an outstanding teacher and scholar in the College of Business. And speaking of talent, I want to make you aware of this exemplary example of faculty excellence. This is the December 2017 issue of Hydrobiologia, the International Journal of Aquatic Sciences, and it was produced entirely by UIS faculty and their students in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy. It features an ongoing ecological research project led by biologist Michael Lemke and others that is taking place at Emequon, a large-scale floodplain restoration project in the Illinois River Valley near Havana, where UIS has a field station. I think what I'm most proud of about this journal is that the articles feature not only UIS faculty, but also many undergraduate and graduate students who had the opportunity to collaborate and publish with our faculty. A great example of the unique opportunities students have here to work closely with faculty on research projects. Our third strategic priority, facilities, of course, the student union is a great example. But in addition to that, I want you to know that we're renovating new spaces in exercise science, athletic training, the new BSN program, as well as the Brookins Library, a project underway this summer. And there's another facility, in addition to the campus, that means we can say for the first time that UIS is on the lake. We've been fortunate to acquire this year a former lake club on nearby Lake Springfield, which is just a few minutes' walk from campus. This new resource, which includes more than 400 feet of lakeshore, has been named the UIS Field Station at Lake Springfield. And with the leadership of Dr. Tom Rothfuss, director of Emequon, it will serve as a multipurpose educational, research, and recreational facility. Faculty in environmental studies and biology are already using the field station, and several classes are already scheduled there for fall. I've been told there may even be a bass fishing team in our future. We'll see. In October, we launched our most ambitious fundraising campaign ever, a $40 million goal, and I'm pleased to tell you that with our priorities of scholarships, academic excellence, and a new Center for Lincoln Studies that will greatly enhance our collaboration with the Presidential Library and Museum here in Springfield, that project is going very, very well. To date, we have raised about $20.5 million and are at 54% of goal. As you can imagine, this campaign is, of course, a top priority for me in the coming year. A little less than a year ago, our Division II athletics program, led by new athletic director Jim Serra, informed me that they had finalized a new strategic plan called the Blueprint for Excellence. The plan declared the program's intention to center the student-athlete experience on three goals: academic excellence, the pursuit of championships, and community outreach. I had no idea they would move so quickly. As I am speaking to you today, both the Prairie Stars baseball teams and softball teams have won the Great Lakes Valley Conference Championship in the toughest conference in the nation. Head softball coach Shannon Guthrie and head baseball coach Chris Ramirez have been named the Great Lakes Valley Conference Coach of the Year, and both teams are hosting the NCAA Division II regional playoffs today, right here in Springfield. The baseball team is the number one seed. I'm so proud of these student athletes and the very positive way they have placed this university on the national stage. And fingers crossed, by the end of the weekend, we could be heading for the Division II College World Series. By the way, the game starts at 1:30, so I'm hoping this meeting will move forward quickly.
No pressure.
Well, let me just say in closing that as this campus, the University of Illinois at Springfield, continues to grow and serve students and our community and our state, I sincerely appreciate the encouragement and support of this Board of Trustees, as well as the advice and support of President Killeen and the other members of the leadership team of the University of Illinois. Thank you so much, and again, welcome to the campus.
Thank you, Chancellor Cook. Congratulations on all the accomplishments and thank you for your gracious hospitality. You've given us great incentive to be completed today by 1:30. And on a personal note, keep us posted on the bass fishing team, if you would, please.
I will. I absolutely will.